Phoenix Audio presents Bad Dogs Have More Fun. Selected writing on Animals, Family and Life by John Grogan from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Read by R.T. Johnson.
Family. John Grogan. Bad Dogs Have More Fun. July 13, 2004. Getaway becomes dad-son mind trip. A 12-year-old mind is a strange and beautiful thing to behold. And when I drove into the dawn with my son recently for a 4-day backpacking trip in the Allegheny National Forest, I got to behold more than I would wish on any parent. There was no mom, no little brother or sister, only the two of us. The kid just would not shut up. To help pass the 6-hour drive, I had brought along a large supply of favorite tunes, my music, not his, of course. But he kept turning down the volume so he could chat my ear off. "You just turned down Jimi Hendrix," I admonished. "Don't you know it's a sin to turn down Jimi Hendrix?" "Dad, you always play it too loud." "That's not possible," I retorted. He eased the volume down. There were questions galore that needed answering. "Hey, Dad, if Mars veered off course and crashed into Earth, what do you think would happen?" "That's impossible," I said. "But what if it wasn't? Then what?" "I have no idea," I said. "But I'm pretty sure you'd use it as an excuse to get out of doing homework." "Next question. If you had to eat poison, what kind would you pick?" "I would never eat poison, and neither should you." "But let's just say you had to." I refused to answer on the ground that no father should be endorsing toxic substances. But he wouldn't relent. "I don't know," I finally said. "Hemlock?" I figured if it worked for Socrates, it worked for me.